On April 2nd, voters in Carbondale will be asked to vote on a non-binding resolution to study the possibility of the merger of the Carbondale Park District operations into the city of Carbondale. I'm Kevin Boucher, and on this edition of WSIU in Focus, we'll learn more about this issue and sit down with three Carbondale leaders: Kathy Renfro, the Executive Director of the Carbondale Park District, Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry, and Carbondale City Manager Gary Williams. We begin with the Park District's Kathy Renfro. Why do this merger?
Well, the question that's coming before the voters is a non-binding referendum. So it's asking the question, do you think that the city and the park district should merge their operations? It's a simple yes or no question. The no vote would mean that the park district would remain separate from the city of Carbondale. The Carbondale Park District was created by referendum. So again, it's the voter's choice whether the park district remains a quasi-municipality within this taxing district. So it's not something that's easily undone. So I think the first place to start for our voters is to get out your old tax bills. If you own a $100,000 home, you're paying less than $200 a year to support the district.
WSIU also sat down with longtime local business owner and mayor of Carbondale, Mike Henry. So the city of Carbondale, even though the parks and all, everything else is located within the city right now, you don't really have anything to do with picking up trash or things like that, correct?
That's correct. And a lot of the parks, the city, we have had leases with the park district for them to maintain some of the city-owned land. And several of those leases are expired.
If someone says, well, I want this to happen, Mayor, because my property taxes will go down, would that statement be true or false?
I think it's somewhere in the middle. In order for it to happen, we would have to somehow get the revenues that the park district is currently levying. The referendum that we're having is an advisory referendum. It's not binding. It's just council decided to do it to get a sense of what the citizens feel should happen here. And you know, the park district can't just dissolve itself or shut down right now. They have a debt obligations on the golf course. And so they're going to have to fulfill those going forward by state law. So we would have to operate on revenues that they use for something else to maintain parks if this merger did take place. And technically, wouldn't be a merger. We're just assuming obligations for maintaining parks.
And how much money does the park district take in to maintain those parks?
The Carbondale Park District levies around $1 million annually for the expressed purpose of public land and recreational opportunities.
Here is Mayor Henry.
Does the city have the resources in terms of manpower and the money to take over the administration and upkeep?
Well, the money would have to be transferred to us from the Park District based on their real estate tax levies. We do have the resources. I mean, we have a full maintenance department here. We would have to probably add a couple pieces of equipment.
Carbondale City Manager Gary Williams stresses that the April 2nd referendum is simply about sharing information about the facts.
First and foremost, the advisory referendum is, as it says, it's an advisory-only referendum. So we've been approaching this from the perspective of this is an opportunity for Carbondale residents to weigh in on whether or not they think this might be a good idea for the city and the park district to consider merging operations. And so what our intent is we're hoping we can present some information, hopefully objective information, jointly with the park district, to let voters know, you know, what this might look like. Is this a good thing for residents? Is it a bad thing? You know, what are the pros and cons? And, you know, ultimately, you know, if we can work together on this, there could be a benefit by us consolidating our resources and providing additional value to the community.
And again, this is long-term if the referendum is approved and if a study is done and it is determined that it would be economically feasible for the park district to move. From the man on the street interview, he might say, well, I'm concerned about many people with the Carbondale Park District would lose their jobs.
Well, the intent has never been to lay people off or to reduce, you know, jobs or anything like that. From our perspective, again, what the issue has been, does it make sense for the Park District and the city of Carbondale to start a more in-depth conversation on what a merger might look like. And certainly from the budgets that we've seen and the staffing levels that we've seen so far, I mean, nothing really there's no red flags that we see that there's an overabundance of staff or there's a lot of fat in the Park District budget. I don't think that's the case at all. The real issue is, again, is can we collectively operate more efficiently and, again, provide more value to the community?
That was Carbondale City Manager Gary Williams talking about the April 2nd voter question. Should an in-depth study be done to see if the Carbondale Park District should merge with the city of Carbondale? And before that, we heard from the executive director of the Park District, Kathy Renfro, and Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry. To hear this story again, see our website. For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.